This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden's personal lawyer says the Justice Department has searched the president's home in Delaware and located six documents containing classified markings. In a statement Saturday evening, Bob Bauer said federal officials also took possession of some of Biden's notes. Bauer says the Justice Department conducted the search at Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware, on Friday, and that the search lasted about 13 hours. Thousands of protesters took to the streets again in Peru's capital as they made clear they refused to stop demonstrating until the country's president, Dina Boluarte, resigns. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Police fired volleys of tear gas after standing watch over protesters that had been blocked into the downtown streets of Lima. The demonstrators appeared to be more organized than the previous day, and they took over key roads in downtown Lima, waving flags while chanting. Many of the protesters had arrived from remote Andean regions, where dozens have died amid unrest that has engulfed large portions of the country. In Arequipa, Peru's second city, police clashed with protesters that tried to storm the airport. The unrest began after Pedro Castillo, Peru's first leader from a rural Andean background, was impeached and imprisoned after he tried to dissolve Congress last month. I'm Karen Chamas.
New Zealand Labour lawmakers are currently meeting to confirm Chris Hipkins' nomination to replace Jacinda Ardern as leader of the Labour Party and New Zealand's new Prime Minister. Hipkins is 44. He was the only nomination for the job, and his confirmation by the 64 lawmakers, known as the Labour Caucus, is largely a formality. Ardern announced her resignation unexpectedly on Thursday. She said she had, in her words, no more in the tank to lead the country. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva of Brazil sacked the commander of Brazil's army on Saturday, 2 weeks after an election-denying mob loyal to his far-right predecessor ransacked the halls of power in Brasilia. On January 8th, Bolsonaro supporters, those are supporters of former President Jair Bolsonaro, ransacked the presidential palace, the Supreme Court, and Congress, breaking windows and furniture, destroying priceless works of art, and leaving graffiti messages calling for a military coup. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Saturday helped kick off a new rural electrification project in Senegal that will bring reliable power to 350,000 people while supporting some 500 jobs in 14 U.S. states. Also Saturday, she paid a solemn visit to an island off Senegal that is one of the most recognized symbols of the horrors of the Atlantic slave trade that trapped tens of millions of Africans in bondage.
Ultimately, Gray Island reminds us that the histories of Africa and America are intimately connected.
Yellen is in Senegal as part of a 10-day trip aimed at rebuilding economic relationships between the United States and Africa. In the United States, illegal border crossings surged last month, with December posting the largest number of President Biden's term. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Authorities say a surge in Cuban and Nicaraguan arrivals at the U.S. border with Mexico in December led to the highest number of illegal border crossings recorded during any month of Joe Biden's presidency. The extraordinary influx came shortly before Biden introduced measures on January 5th to deter Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans. Customs and Border Protection said Friday U.S. authorities stopped migrants more than 251,000 times along the Mexican border in December, up 7% from November and up 40% from December 2021. I'm Julie Walker.
Hundreds of protesters gathered in front of the Swedish consulate in Istanbul and set a Swedish flag ablaze on Saturday. Riot police, who took security measures around the consulate building, had stopped protesters trying to damage the entrance of the building. In a separate protest in Ankara, crowds gathering in front of the Swedish embassy had left a black wreath in front of the embassy building with an inscription, "Say stop to Islamophobia." Protests in Stockholm on Saturday against Turkey and Sweden's bid to join NATO, including the burning of a copy of the Quran, sharply heightened tensions with Turkey at a time when the Nordic country needs Ankara's backing to gain entry to NATO. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.